Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
Here now is Lisa Bell and Candace Campos with Florida Foodie. Sponsored by Light Orlando, delivering hope together.
Hello and welcome to Florida Foodie. I'm your host, Lisa Bell, and we are on location at the Real Pinar Golf Course in East Orange County today.
Yeah, and I'm Candace Campos, and it's a very historic golf course. And, you know, if you think about it, the beauty of this place is just absolutely stunning, and it just got a big facelift.
It is gorgeous in here. We are so happy to be joined today by the new owner of the Pine and Oak Tavern inside the Country Club, Greg Allo. Thank you so much for inviting us in. This is so fancy.
Thank you. I'm happy that you're here. And I don't know if it's fancy. It's comfortable.
It's really nice.
It's beautiful.
Yes. And it's not just beautiful, but it's also historic. Yeah. Tell us about this place.
Oh, there's such a great history here. The club was originally built in 1957 by a group of local folks that wanted to have a country club. They brought in Arnold Palmer. He was the key figure of the property for decades. He created the Citrus Open, which was a PGA event funded by citrus growers in Central Florida. I was held here until 1978, and then he went off to Bay Hill, and the owners continued to operate it. And about a year ago, my business partner from Germany and his wife purchased the property, and we partnered, and here we are today.
Yeah. I mean, and when I say fancy, it's just so nice because you walk in, when you go to a golf course, you know, a club like this, you want to have that feeling of like you're being hugged, but also it's, you know, you feel like you're getting pampered in some way, right? I mean, I feel like it has that happy medium.
And you're dining with legends.
Yeah.
All around us.
In this particular room, this is a room of champions. So yeah. Arnold Palmer's trophy is in the wall behind us, and Lee Trevino is a champion here, and Hale Irwin, and a lot of the great old golfers. The history is just priceless. That's one of the reasons why the property is purchased. You can buy a golf club, but you can't buy the history, and it's super special.
And you were saying Arnold Palmer, he really wanted to have a big PGA event here, so he actually contacted citrus growers in Central Florida to try and raise money. Tell us a little bit about that.
So in 1966, the PGA required a prize pool of $100,000, which today's standards, it's kind of a joke.
Yeah.
I mean, last place makes $100,000. And he went around Central Florida and met with the citrus growers, and they all chipped in and raised $100,000 to host the first event. And that was in 1966.
And this place is also beautiful on the inside and on the outside. So give us an idea of the golf course itself. I mean, it's gorgeous just by looking outside the window.
Yeah, the grounds are spectacular. It covers about 200 acres.
Wow.
This was a pine forest at one time, and the designers just carved through the pine forest, the fairways, and created the greens. It's a challenging golf course. We just stretched it out to almost 7,400 yards, so it's current PGA Tour standards. It's just so unusual for this part of Florida to see this type of foliage and trees, and it's super fun and playable.
So when you took over with your business partner about a year ago, what was this restaurant like, and tell us how you've transformed it?
So it was actually closed. The only thing that was open was the pro shop, and so the property was effectively mothballed. So we had to start from the beginning, and the vision was not to be a stodgy old country club. We wanted to modernize it, make it more relevant, so with keeping some of the tradition in place. So if you look in the main part of the restaurant, you'll see the artwork is not typical for a golf club. And the restaurant, we wanted to build a restaurant that was a restaurant that just happened to be located at a golf club, not a golf club restaurant. And we We tore up carpets and painted and brought in artisans. And we found actually underneath the carpet, terrazzo that was original from 1957 and refinished it. And so brought back this luster and life that it just, you couldn't reproduce it from scratch today.
Now, this is not your first restaurant, and certainly not your first one that you've opened in Central Florida. Tell us about some of your other properties. So if people maybe have visited those, they might get an idea of what to expect here.
Yeah, sure. So, well, let me start with my chef. So I hired Anthony Albino as the corporate chef when I opened Delaney's Tavern, which was my first property in Central Florida, and Delaney Hotel, which I still have. Some of the flavors of that property and restaurant are here. But we wanted to also make this property a little bit more unique, so the menu is tailored a bit more for this market. I have a new hotel project. I partnered with the founder of Kobe Steakhouse, who is a gentleman who has built a brand of 14 teppanyaki style steakhouses. Mm-hmm. And we have a hotel on I Drive now that was a former Best Western that's going to be a modern Japanese style boutique hotel, and it's being renovated as we speak. So
That's cool.
Yeah, it's going to be super cool. We have a woman from Japan, her name is Kuniko, to help with the design. And it's going to be a one of a kind here in Orlando.
I mean, it seems like hospitality runs in your blood. You know, you're saying, you're like, I'm not getting any younger, but I'm also not slowing down. What is it about the hospitality world that you just love so much?
Yeah, I'm just one of those guys. I'm fortunate I fell in love with the business. And when you love what you do, mm-hmm. you know, that old axiom, you know, you never work a day in your life. And I think I learned it from my mom. You know, she was always in the kitchen cooking and entertaining, and I was by her side watching. And frankly, she never came out to enjoy any of the parties that she threw because she was working, and I'm the same way. Mm-hmm. So I call it a hospitality spirit. You know, I like serving, and I'm fortunate.
And your head chef, Anthony, I mean, he's got a lot of experience in the restaurant industry as well. Tell us a little bit about that, and then let's dive into the menu here at Pine and Oak.
Sure. So Anthony has been in the restaurant business for decades. He's a graduate of Le Cordon Bleu, which is a culinary school. Mm-hmm. Interestingly enough, before he got into the culinary world, his story is similar to mine. His grandmother taught him how to cook, and he was in the mortgage business. And when the world melted down in 2008-ish, that's when he went to culinary school. And how many years is that now? Yeah. Decades. And he's just a culinary genius. I mean, the guy's ability to take ingredients and flavors and mm-hmm. that don't seem to make sense, but when he blends them together, the flavors are just incredible, which you're going to try hopefully today.
And so for folks who might not know about this place, do you have to be golfing to enjoy the restaurant, or
could you
just come and enjoy the food?
It's open to the public. Mm-hmm. Matter of fact, the entire facility is. And one of the things we're battling is that because of the history of being a private country club, people still think we're private. So spread the word. We're not private. Everyone's welcome. We want
come on down.
Come on down. Yeah. Enjoy yourself. Even the golf side, we're making it affordable and accessible to everyone. You know, golf has this perception of being expensive. We want it to be a family sport and reasonable, so you can come out with your grandparents and the grandkids and the college kids and the parents and everyone and enjoy it.
So when you're designing a menu for a place like this, what are you looking for?
Well, you know, there's a lot of different things because the audience, you have the golfing community that's in here. So mm-hmm. there's typical golfing kind of stuff, but we didn't want to be typical. Mm-hmm. So we had to create some things that were unique, but would appeal to the golfers. But then it's a restaurant for the neighborhood. So then we had to, you know, for date night or special events. So we had to create things for that. And
what's the response been from the neighborhood as people have come in here to check out this newly opened restaurant right in their backyard, really?
Yeah, it's super supportive, amazingly exciting to have them come in. And the property had been closed, at least the clubhouse, for years. Mm-hmm. And so they're thrilled to have, you know, an amenity like this in their backyard to come and enjoy it. And
And to look around and see all the pictures and the memorabilia,
I mean,
that's a big source of pride, right, for so many people in this area.
Yeah, well, it's fun to watch people come in and look at the photos and the trophies and talk about the history, and it's nostalgic. And, I mean, Arnold Palmer and Lee Trevino and Hale Irwin, all
You have
greats.
One of his trophies, over there.
And you can have lunch right next to it.
Next to it. Yeah. As a matter of fact, Hale Irwin, who won here, I think that was in 76, he left his trophy here. And the story I got, I wasn't here in 76, was that he just wanted to check. And he said, it's too much to ship the trophy home, and he left it. So we have his trophy as well.
Oh, wow. There you go. Hey, we'll take it.
I'm sorry to make that public.
That's awesome. Yeah. Well, thank you so much for joining us. We're actually going to take a quick break. Yeah. We have a lot more to show you at Pine and Oak.
Excellent. Taste some of this delicious food you guys are serving up.
I can't wait. I'm hungry.
Thank you.
Thank you.
This episode is brought to you by Reese's Peanut Butter Cups. In breaking news, leading scientists worldwide are conducting experiments to determine if Reese's Peanut Butter Cups are the perfect combination of peanut butter and chocolate. However, it appears the study was inconclusive, as the scientists couldn't help but eat all the Reese's. Because when you want something sweet, you can't do better than Reese's. Find Reese's now at a store near you.
Welcome back to Florida Foodie. We are now inside the kitchen at Pine and Oak Tavern with Executive Chef Anthony Albino. Thank you so much for inviting us in. Yeah. It feels so good by the fire
it's
right
nice
now.
And warm.
Yes. We've heard many great things about you already. You've worked at a few places in Central Florida, Santiago's Bodega being one of them. A lot of people are familiar with that. Mm-hmm. And now you're here. This is awesome.
Yep, this is my second baby. I opened up Delaney's after Santiago's, which is my first baby, and a couple years into it, we got this beautiful location here and decided to open up another tavern here.
And this menu's a little bit different than from those other two places that we mentioned.
Absolutely. Yeah. And we're currently going through some more changes. We had to adjust to the market here a little bit.
Okay.
But yeah, there's some similar items there.
So what are we going to make today?
Yes.
This is looking good already.
Yeah, we have some certified Angus beef right here. This is our 10-ounce cut of ribeye that we use for actually a ribeye sandwich that is absolutely amazing. If you like truffle, this is the sandwich for you.
Bring it on.
Okay.
Right. More truffle, the better.
Yeah, let's go. All right. So here we start off with some of our chef seasoning. And this cut is actually the drop cut from Ruth Chris's steak. So we get these allocated just for us. And these are Ruth Chris's big tomahawk pork chops. These are the cuts in between the big tomahawk pork chops.
Nice. And then you make your own seasoning.
Yep. So this is our chef seasoning that we make in-house. We'll just rub that on here.
And I noticed you're just patting it. When you hear rub, like a lot of people really like pack it in there, but you were just like patting that.
Yeah, you just want the seasoning to stick into the meat.
So. Okay.
Okay.
I like it.
And what's on the menu? What is this labeled as?
This is the grilled CAB truffle ribeye sandwich.
Nice.
So yeah, this is a sandwich.
So when you're building this menu here, you know, you have a lot of golfers also coming in. Do you kind of cater to people who are coming in for a dinner, but also for the golfers?
Most definitely. We have to tailor the menu to the golfers that come out. Sandwiches, anything handheld, quick bites, so that way they can get back out on the course and keep playing golf. So
you're open for lunch and dinner. And I was looking at your menu a little bit. You've got taco night on Tuesdays. Pasta night.
Yes, absolutely.
Yeah, something for everyone.
Yeah, and absolutely. And we also do a brunch buffet on Sundays. Mm-hmm. Santiago's was really familiar, known for their brunch.
Yeah.
I frequent that one a lot.
Yeah, I kind of brought that same vibes here with our brunch. And we kicked it up a little with a couple different stations and stuff like that. So.
That brunch at Santiago's, I mean, the bacon, I don't know what you've done to the bacon. I don't know what it is, but it was amazing.
We do that here now.
Yeah. So. What is it about the bacon that makes it just irresistible?
We candy it with some brown sugar and some cayenne spice. So,
there you go. Yeah.
And then, of course, I saw bottomless mimosas on your brunch menu.
You got to have the bottomless mimosas.
Yeah. What's also cute, too, we're both moms. Tell us about your kids' menu. Even the name of the menu.
Yeah.
Named after the owner's kids.
Yeah. So we tailored the menu. Our Gregor's one of our owners here. He has two kids, and they wanted to have a hand in making the menu, so we tailored the menu around them. And we also got some quirky names that kind of tailor off the golf course onto that menu as well. So
tell
really
us about
cool.
some of those.
Yeah, we got the Chip Shot Chicken Fingers, which is basically chicken fingers and fries. You got the ninth turn noodles, which is some butter noodles or marinara, Alfredo, and things like that.
Something that the kids will all love and give mom and dad a little peace and quiet to be able to eat something like this. So how long is this going to be cooking for?
Yeah, we're going to cook this for about 5 to 7 minutes. We're just going to get our marks here, flip that on the other side. We're going to start toasting up our bun here.
Those marks.
Yeah, those diamond marks that we're looking for.
Yeah.
So how did you decide to become a chef?
Well, I was a mortgage broker for a long time, and then the industry took a tank. So
in 08.
That's when I put myself through college. I went and attended Le Cordon Bleu, and
about a 180, though.
Yeah,
I mean, because must have had a love for cooking from family or somewhere to go from being a mortgage broker, to a trained chef.
Always. I grew up with a single mom, so every year she would send me down to Puerto Rico to live with my grandma, and my grandma cooked every day, no matter who was coming by or who was in the house. She cooked every day, and people just stopped by and ate. So I just got a passion and love for cooking from her. And like you said, the industry tanked, so I needed something to do, and why not do what I love? So.
And it was funny because when we were talking to Greg earlier, he said that he hired you on the spot.
You were the only person he interviewed.
Tell
us about that.
What was that secret? What was the secret ingredient?
I have no idea.
Well, he did say you cooked for him during the job interview. Right.
I did. I did do a demo. I had some friends able to lend me a pretty big kitchen, and I think I nailed that one.
Yeah, do you remember what you made?
Yeah, it's a couple items that I made that are on that Delaney's current menu now. So it was crab beignets. There was some pork belly on there, and there was a skirt steak for sure.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Tic-tac-toe.
Yeah. Can't lose with those items.
No, you can't.
So we have been in several kitchens hosting Florida Foodie. This kitchen, I think, is the largest one we've been in.
It's like quadrupled most of the kitchens,
We do have quite a bit of space here. Yeah. It makes it nice for the cooks and for us, the chefs, to get everything done. I've had other kitchens that are nowhere near this size. So it's really nice.
You get really close to your coworkers.
Yeah.
Yes, you do.
Yeah. But you also have a ballroom too. So, I mean, you're not only working, restaurant, you also have big
major
time events. Parties and events.
Yeah. So we developed quite a bit of following over at Delaney for executing some nice events over there. Mm-hmm. We do a lot of pharmaceutical events for the hospital. And over here we're featured on the golf course. So we're doing a lot of, corporate events for golf outings and things of that nature. We did a wedding, a beautiful, beautiful wedding here in December. That was absolutely gorgeous. And they remodeled the ballroom, so it's absolutely stunning and gorgeous in there. It's perfect
What's
for events.
What's your favorite thing to make for you when you're just at home, a little hungry, it's your day
by yourself,
off.
You don't have to worry about anybody else. What would you make? Don't say peanut butter and jelly sandwich.
No, it takes some time to make what I love to make, but it's any Creole kind of Spanish food.
Okay.
Anything that brings me back to those days of cooking with my grandma.
Yeah.
Those reminiscences is what touches the heart. So
food that gives you a big hug while you eat it, right? Absolutely. Yeah.
And what I love about you is your cuisine that you prepare, it's all different. You know, you've got the Spanish influence, you've got Italian influence, you got plain old steak. Mm-hmm. I mean,
don't call that plain old steak. That's beautiful.
So where does that come from, where you've decided that you're just going to mix it all up?
Well, I'm a foodie at heart, so I love all kind of foods. I love the Orlando food scene. First of all, we have so many great different avenues and of food here, different regions and ethnicities. So it's great to have that outlook, and I like to bring all that into my menu to have a little option available for everybody.
Yeah, we're more than chains here in Orlando, that's for sure.
You talk about the food scene. I mean, it is hard to set yourself apart in a place like Orlando because we have so many excellent restaurants and chefs. So you've been able to do that. Kudos to you.
Thank you.
That's awesome.
All right. Is that almost done? Because it smells so good.
I know. We're getting hungry over here.
We're getting really close here.
That's why the microphone's high up, because if it was closer to my stomach, you wouldn't be able to hear the conversation.
So we take the bun. Okay. We're going to toast the bun with a little bit of truffle pecorino here.
Truffle pecorino.
Yeah.
So for people who's not familiar with truffle pecorino, what are we talking about here? What is
so
this?
Pecorino is a type of cheese. It's a Parmesan. And there's some truffle mushrooms and truffle essence infused into the pecorino. So I just take that on the flat top.
I like this little way of doing it rather than just putting the cheese on top.
It's like a little cheesy
cheese crust.
A cheese crust.
That's what we're going for.
You're talking my love language now, Anthony.
We're going to let that steak rest right there. Oh, we also topped the steak here with some frizzled onions that we fried up here. And
I'm sorry, frizzled onions?
Yep.
Which I didn't know that was included.
Yeah.
So good.
And then we also hit it with a little bit of truffle aioli that we make in-house as well.
Okay.
Aioli is like a mayonnaise that we make in-house.
Yeah.
So,
yeah, with really, truffle. Really,
yeah. Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah. That's awesome.
Yeah.
So what's the rule for letting your meat sit and cool and rest?
Yeah, so we let the meat rest here. If I were to cut into that right now, all the red juices would just pour out onto the pan and none of those juices would stick into the steak. So that's the reason why we let the meat rest, so we can let those juices flow right back into the meat. And that way, when you're biting into it, you get all the juices in your mouth.
There you go.
It's amazing how many things that we don't know like that.
Yeah.
And even I'm seeing how you've sliced these onions. I mean, just knowing how to slice like that and all the training that goes into that and why that's important so that it's all evenly cooked and prepared.
These aren't onion rings.
Yeah.
Right. You know?
Yeah.
I like how, frizzles. I like it.
So can you tell us what's in your chef seasoning?
Yeah, so we have salt and pepper is the main base. We have some garlic onion powder in there, a little paprika, cayenne pepper, and some oregano, basil, and thyme.
And do you use that on everything here in the kitchen, or is that just for
a good base?
Yeah,
We use this just about on everything. Anything that's seasoned protein-wise, mm-hmm. Chicken, beef. This is excellent for all those items. And from this, we make a derivative spice with Cajun rub, which we have here as well. We also use that for our fish.
Oh.
So, yeah.
I feel like that one has a little more kink to
it,
absolutely. Right? Yeah.
All right. So we should be good here.
All right. The magic of TV. Our beef has rested.
I've got my plate.
You've now plated this infamous sandwich here. This looks so good. Tell us how you stacked it real quick.
All right, so we took the bread after we toasted it on the flat top with the pecorino. We were able to put the truffle aioli on the bottom bread, put the ribeye there, stack the frizzled onions on top of that, hit it with a little bit more truffle aioli, and cut it right in half.
This is a meat lover's paradise. Mm. If you are vegetarian, you have another option for us here.
Absolutely.
And those are not scallops like I thought.
Yeah, so this is our truffle ravioli dish. We get all our pasta made locally from a local pasta maker. This dish is amazing for vegetarians. You have truffle, ricotta, pecorino inside the ravioli, and then we saute it with some clamshell mushrooms, some roasted cipollini onions that mimic scallops. We hit it with a little bit of sherry, some heavy cream, and then we hit it with a little bit of more truffle pecorino on top.
Who developed this dish, this recipe? Was
You're
that all you?
You're looking at them.
That's amazing. Yeah. All right, Candace, are you hungry?
I'm starving.
Should we start with the sandwich?
Yeah, you know, chef is explaining it all. Okay. Like, come on. I want to see it.
For you.
Now, what if someone wants to dip this in ketchup? How do you feel about that? Does that break your heart?
You get kicked out of the restaurant.
to each their own.
Right. It looks so good.
Cheers.
Yes.
I can smell the truffle. Mm. I want to cry.
So good. It's delicious.
It's
oh,
really
my God.
Good.
You knew that. I mean, he's looking at us. Yeah, I know it's good.
The bread is also really yummy.
Yeah, it's super soft. And that truffle
tender.
On there.
Tender. Not like chewy at all.
I don't want to talk. I just don't want to talk. That's the thing. This is amazing.
It melts in your mouth.
It really does.
It does. It's a great cut of meat.
The crunch is perfect on the bread.
Oh, yeah. You get the textures in there.
And I can taste the seasoning, your chef seasoning blend. Mm-hmm. I'm going to pull that off so I don't make a mess. Mm-hmm.
Now, this would be... something I would order. What I wouldn't order is a vegetarian, but that looks so good.
It's amazing. Wait till you try it.
You know, sometimes you think vegetarian, you're like, okay, what is it? Mm-hmm. And how exciting can you make food, a plate, being vegetarian? That looks stunning.
Yeah.
How did this dish come about?
Yeah.
Ooh, this is just a iteration of a dish I've been running for a very, very long time. So I've been dealing with this pasta company for almost 10 years now. Mm-hmm. They're great people. I helped them develop this ravioli here, so and a couple other ravioli's that they've exclusively sold to the restaurants that I worked at. So
don't you love that you're able to be so creative? I mean, going from a mortgage broker, right?
Creating loans to creating dishes.
Creating loans to dishes.
I want to try that, but I can't put this down. So I'm going to take one more bite.
Can I get a scoop? A little, little scoop of the fork?
Absolutely. It's a fork, right?
Let's go. Oh, my goodness. So these are onions, is what you're saying. All right. Oh, thank you.
Yes, please.
Mm-hmm. Mm.
It does look like scallions. Or,
thank you.
So good.
Let's see.
And you said that's a mushroom there?
Clamshell mushroom, yes, ma'am.
Look at the inside of it.
Thank you, thank you,
thank you.
I need a table.
This is packed. This is packed with cheese.
Yeah, it's so good.
There's wine.
Sherry wine.
I'm excited.
So good.
Yes.
Thank you so much. This has been so much fun.
Yeah, absolutely.
Before we go, because we also want to try one of your French fries.
Yeah, so these are potato wedges. We actually make these in-house. Mm-hmm. We feature these exclusively at Delaney's and here. These are hand-cut potato wedges. We take some Parmesan and rosemary, toss them with the potato wedges, roast them in the oven, and then we deep fry them for service so they're nice and crispy. You absolutely have to try one of these.
I'm from Idaho originally, so I cannot leave without trying one of these. Thank you so much.
Chef Anthony, you are an artiste. Thank you so much. Oh, yeah. I'll never say no to a French fry.
We got
to
come back to reopen our real soon.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah. Let's wrap this up. I'm going to finish.
Delicious.
Bye.
Thank you for listening to Florida Foodie. We'd also like to thank our guests, Greg Allo and Anthony Albino. You can find their restaurant online at pineandoaktavern.com. You can also find it on Facebook and Instagram. Be sure to follow Lisa Bell online. Search Lisa Bell News on Facebook and Instagram. You can also find Candace Campos on social media. On Facebook, search Candace Campos News 6. And on Instagram, search Candace Campos WKMG. Also, a big thank you to our production team. I'm the show's producer, Thomas Mates. Please take the time to rate and review us on Apple Podcasts and Spotify or wherever you stream podcasts. And you can find videos of all of our podcasts on clickorlando.com and on YouTube. Just search for Florida Foodie.